I'm Sean Power reporting. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors met yesterday morning for a regularly scheduled meeting, and during the meeting, Chairman Don Cass proclaimed the month of January as National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Prior to the proclamation, the board heard from Christine Nathaniel, Vice Chair on the Siouxland Coalition Against Human Trafficking. Nathaniel discussed the group's mission and efforts in the Siouxland area to provide education on human trafficking and advocacy for victims. Proclamation read by Cass acknowledges the presence of human trafficking in the area and encourages citizens to become more familiar with the problem and to work towards solutions. The board also approved quarterly reports and reviewed budgets from several county departments, including the Sheriff's Office, the Recorder's Office, the Treasurer's Office, and the Conservation Department. The board's next meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. The Sioux City man charged in a fatal vehicle crash in October of 2023 has been sentenced to 50 years in prison. 33-year-old Wesley Staton was sentenced Monday afternoon in Woodbury County District Court. Staton will serve two consecutive 25-year terms for two counts of vehicular homicide, having also pled guilty to leaving the scene of a fatal accident and operating while intoxicated. Those counts will be served concurrently with the vehicular homicide counts. Authorities say Staton was driving a Ford Expedition in downtown Sioux City at a high rate of speed and ran a red light on October 13, 2023, striking a Ford Fusion occupied by the two victims, 51-year-old Terry Frisbee of Sioux City and 50-year-old Judith Jordan of Lamar's. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. Staton fled the scene of the crash with an arrest warrant issued in February of 2024 before being taken into custody in Alabama by the U.S. Marshals Service. According to court documents, Staton admitted to drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana prior to the crash. Staton must serve a minimum of 35 years before being eligible for parole. This year's Iowa legislative session is underway, with Republicans in control of the House and Senate for the 10th consecutive year. House Speaker Pat Grassley of New Hartford opened House action shortly after 10 a.m. on Monday.
Today marks the starting line for the 2026 legislative session. It kicks off about a four-month sprint to accomplish the goals people of Iowa laid out for us over the past year.
Grassley says the chief goal will be reducing property taxes.
Iowans have made it known the current property tax system is not working for them. Seniors on fixed incomes are being priced out of their homes. The high cost of housing or of taxes are causing young people to delay home ownership. And everyday Iowa families are seeing their bills rise with no predictability.
Senate Republicans, led by Majority Leader Mike Klemisch, unveiled their alternative on Monday.
Over the next 100 days, we will be addressing property tax reform to help bring relief to Iowans who have decided to build their lives, grow their families, and dedicate their careers to our state.
House Democratic Leader Brian Mayer of Des Moines says Democrats have three primary goals.
Our agenda is rooted in what we hear every day from families across this state, and it comes down to those three pillars: public education, affordability, and quality of life.
Senate President Amy Sinclair, a Republican from Allerton, began her remarks with a call for civility. Sinclair says it was shocking and horrifying that two Democrats from the Minnesota legislature were shot in their own homes, and prominent conservative Charlie Kirk had been killed on a college campus.
When people disagree, it has become disagreeable. The debate no longer stops with policy descriptions. It spiraled into slurs aimed at dehumanizing the opposition. Calling people fascists, scum, deplorables, bigots, and a host of things I cannot and will not repeat on the Senate floor cannot be embraced as the status quo here.
Senate Democratic Leader Janice Weiner of Iowa City says recent political violence in Minnesota and in Mississippi, where a Jewish synagogue was attacked, has shaken the country to its core.
We Iowans, we take care of our neighbors. We are tolerant, and we stand up for their rights that are our rights too, because we all know love thy neighbor comes with no exceptions.
Two women who won special elections in December have taken their seats in the state legislature. The 50th member of the Iowa Senate took the oath of office on Monday morning. The seat had been vacant since Senator Claire Selce's death in October. Democrat Renee Hardman is the first black woman to serve in the state Senate. The 100th member of the House was sworn into office too. Republican Wendy Larson of Oddbolt won the seat that had been held by Mike Sexton of Rockwell City, who resigned after President Trump appointed him state director of USDA Rural Development. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.